Can we hear farts?
I do not hear farts.
Are we on the air?
What's happened to you? I think we are.
Definitely on the air.
All right. Thank you very much. It is 6 o'clock here on...
It's silent, therefore you're on the air.
On the ticket.
Fart again and see if we can hear it.
It is Girls Night Out. You know, there's a fun Girls Night Out theme song that's labeled Guys Night Out.
Here he goes again.
That sounds like the... Do you know Jay? Okay, so Jay, who does our top 10?
Yeah.
So Ham is sick. Ham's typically running the board. Jay gets thrown into the fire.
The ham is not ready.
And no. Basically, the second time he's ever had to deal with us, he has to deal with a guy's night out.
This is girl's night out.
Oh, girl's night out. Sorry. Yeah.
But still crazy.
It is crazy, and I feel bad for him having to do this. But
it sounds like it. You're being real kind.
It's part of the gig.
Yeah. Empathetic.
You know, you shut up over there.
So okay. Excited.
You're not supposed to be on until 6:10, so shut the F up.
Oh, my God.
Boom.
You're making me sad.
I mean, seriously, if you're going to be on, don't do that voice.
Jeez.
Or do that voice.
Or just stick to the schedule. We all have a schedule. Just stick to it.
You know, I feel that everything, the angst between you two and the hell that he's
never
ending. Through. Well, it's never ending. But it's exacerbated by the fact that you guys do get up at 2 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And your brains are already fried.
Yeah.
And then Ding Dong over here just tries to make you insane.
Ding Dong Nicodemus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
With as a skin on it.
He does, and so many times... Whoever we're talking to will have to endure whatever fight we're in.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, actually having a conversation with the radio station.
Right. Well, welcome to Girls Night Out, fellas.
Yeah.
We are here at Scout at the Riverwalk in Flower Mound.
Flower Mound.
Flower Mound.
4110 Riverwalk Drive in Flower Mound.
Look at we that. Got
great gifts to give away. We've got good P1s here. Lots of ladies hanging out. Lots of fun stuff going on here in the mound.
Flower Mound did what Dallas can't do.
Yeah.
Riverwalk.
This is Dwayne's dream out
Dwayne
here.
Dwayne Carraway tried to do it. No one listened. Look what Flower Mound did.
Did they flood a street? Is that Jewel. An old street that they just...
That used to be Main Street okay. going through Flower Mound right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
With the tragic
what do you mean?
Flooding.
You think it's a fake river? That's a real river.
Yeah, it's like the Danube.
Yeah. It's awesome.
It is exactly like the Blue Danube.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, guys. Just been feeling low lately.
Why's that? Why?
Just been feeling a little blue.
Huh.
Nobody you.
Okay. Sounds like you got a lot.
I like jumping. I like it, Dan.
Cry me a river.
Guy, you know?
I want to go home. I would suggest going home. We're out here. Come check us out. All the hosts are out here. I believe we're all out here by now. Have you guys seen Craig Jr. Junes Miller?
Said he's not going to make it.
The hell he's not.
Where's Norm?
Norm's running late.
He's disabled, so he's in Belize.
It's amazing.
I heard the joke. Is he really far out of town? Like, do
yeah.
we know that?
He's in Belize.
This week that he and Mayor Bear go to Belize with P1s.
Gordon. When you watch the McAfee documentary, could you think about anything other than Norm?
Yeah, that's basically Norm's life was McAfee on the run. That's how much he travels. Yet he still calls in at the beginning of every week. Cat, I just need to do the show from home.
Yeah.
It's too hard to make it up to the station.
But I'm going.
I can make it to the top of Everest, but can't make it to Victory Park.
It's kind of amazing.
I mean, his passport is freaking ridiculous.
Yes.
Did you guys ever in college, and I'm going to eliminate Gordon from this conversation, not because you didn't go to college, but because I know when you did, you stayed here.
Sorry, Gordon. Thanks.
Plus, he's not supposed to be on until 6:10.
Let it go.
Jeez.
Did any of you guys study abroad?
Yeah.
I studied
all of them.
Yeah.
Did you?
All the time.
Study abroad.
See how all the eighth graders jumped at that one?
Yes.
Hey. Ooh.
Now, and it was a thing, but it wasn't a big thing when I was in college. I mean, I knew some who did, but they were like real outliers that did. It's much more common now.
It seems like a lot of kids do it now.
I know. Like my niece and nephew both are, one is going to Germany now, one went to Africa last year. I'm like, that wasn't even on the table for me.
The infrastructure now is so much smoother. Like basically because of the internet, you know, it's so easy to contact, to book stuff, to talk to your... I didn't know anything about my family before I went there. That was 2005, so we had internet, but they didn't.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was sketch. Like, we showed up at a city square at 11 o'clock at night, and a lady who spoke zero English showed up and said, you know.
Where?
Valladolid, Spain.
Did they have a photo of you, or did you know what you were looking for?
If I remember correctly, she had a sign, but okay. No photo.
It said Bang Brothers.
Yeah. The Bang Bus.
Bango Hermanos.
Fake taxi.
So you were there for a semester, or were you there for like 6 weeks?
I was 8 weeks.
Great.
Were you fluent by the time you left?
Man, pretty close, to be honest with you. Pretty close, and it left within 3 months. But I had the deal where you start dreaming in Spanish. That's always like a telltale thing. Yeah. It was cool.
That's really cool.
But my roommate was from the Valley. So he was Mexican-American. He was fluent. And that was trouble.
Did he hate Indians?
No, but he could hear the family talking about me. And I knew they were talking about me. And I would ask him, you know, what's up? And he's like, you don't want to know. Like, they just do not like you.
Making fun of your penis.
Yeah.
He has a terrible penis.
That's good.
Penis de Americano.
Did you...
Glad someone was ripping Paquito. Somebody.
Did you have dreams that you were going to meet a Spanish girl and a rich Spanish girl and live there forever?
I don't think I added on rich. Yeah, I was very convinced. Very convinced.
It was going to happen.
How'd you do over there?
Not well. Not well. Actually, zero. Yeah, not well at all.
You didn't hook up at all?
No. No, I did not.
And that's all you probably your friends. Oh, bro.
Yeah.
If you can't get laid in Spain, you'll never get laid.
Yeah, they don't have weed.
Yeah, so that was your...
Then. That was a big problem.
That was your go-to.
Apparently, you have to grow it from the ground. the soils were not right.
So what ratio of... studying abroad is studying. Is that actually part of it?
I mean, your
ratio, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was pitched just yesterday on, hey, Dad, what do you think about next summer?
So Maya roommate, you missed that earlier.
Sorry.
He verbally
I mean,
paused.
You're there from 8 to 3.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there all day. And they have you doing different activities. It works. I mean, I learned Spanish.
You really showed up at 8 a.m. and stayed till 3?
Yeah, they would let you out in the middle of the day.
For a siesta?
That was the funny thing is that we weren't allowed to do that.
For bullfights?
Yeah, like I would come home from school at 3:10, and the dad from my house would just be passed out on the couch.
That's offensive.
He would just drink 2 glasses of wine, and he would get back up at 5, and he would go to work until 8 or 9 every day.
Is that lifestyle
and
better?
Then they would eat dinner at 10.
Yeah, now that I've always known, but is it better to be able to do that? Would you be happier, or would you rather just work till 5 without the nap and then move on throughout the course of the day?
I think the nap's pretty awesome.
Man, but once you stop, though, it's real hard to get back into it.
And then they go to bed at what time?
Thursday.
11? 11:30?
Not a time.
Oh.
Don't say, oh.
I think
you
it
knew
Thursday.
That.
Jeez. I would highly recommend it.
Although, studying abroad?
Although, it was different back then because I couldn't, like, communicate with my parents. I couldn't text message.
Yeah,
we
but
didn't
that's
have internet
fine.
At the house. And I think now people are, like, FaceTiming their friends and their family the whole time. Mm-hmm. So you're never really in it.
My sister today was using, like, GPS to find her son in Germany because he flew out yesterday. And she was like, oh, my God, he hadn't texted me. And I wonder where he is. I'm like, quit doing that. You're Man. Going to warp yourself over the next 3 yeah. months tracking your son.
She's basically got him tagged like a sea turtle.
Yeah, pretty yeah. much. I mean, every parent basically does. I mean, the amount of times.
3 months, huh?
Yeah, he comes back in December.
Wow, a whole semester.
Yes, which is great.
Yeah, that is great. As a parent, that would drive you crazy, though.
But the only thing that he's focused on is Oktoberfest in Munich. Like, that's all he wants to do.
Where they push him up.
They do yes. push him up.
That's a good look.
They push him
that's
up.
That's a good look.
But, I mean, he's at the height of his 21-year-old college beer drinking. He's like, this is the Mecca. It's like Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Right?
That's going to be great.
You and him are in the same phase now. That's
it
great.
Is like
yeah.
Beer Fest.
Yeah, you're right.
You should go visit.
Yeah, one of the most historic
Uncle Corby
events.
Uncle Corby
in Europe's history is just like Beer Fest.
Yes.
Yeah. Mom, right. Uncle Corby drinks more than I do.
Mom, I'm worried.
He's so good at this. And he's like 60. Who knew?
Mom, will you ask Uncle Corby to go home
now?
Uncle Corby needs to leave.
He's been here for 2.5 months.
Hey!
He's trying to pledge.
Yeah, I'll pledge. No problem. All right. It is 6:11. We got Best. Another roundtable consisting of Junior, Gordo,
Yay!
Dan, Donovan, and there's a blank space for Norm.
Aww.
All next.
6:21 on the ticket. The roundtables continue here from Girls Night Out. We're at Scout Riverwalk in Flower Mound. And on this roundtable, I'll be your captain. I'm Junior, joined by Bob Corby, Gordo, Donovan, and Dan McDowell. And we're all watching the big sports story of the evening, the match between Serena Williams and the second seed at the U.S. Open, Anna Kirikovietalenko.
Nailed it.
Has just started. They have each held serve, so it's 1-1. And this could be it for Serena. Corby, you're the tennis expert here on this station. Is this sad for you? Are you a Serena fan? Do you consider her the GOAT?
Yeah, she's definitely the greatest female tennis player ever in the history of ever.
More so than Steffi.
Yeah.
Female.
Really?
You know what? You can take female off of that, sir.
No.
She's the greatest of all time in tennis.
You really can't.
Uh-oh. Yes, you can. No. Name another one greater than Serena.
Well, there are three men currently still playing. That
okay, name one.
Would beat her love and love and
is that
love.
Dionne Warwick?
Yep.
Oh, my God, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, the crowd is amazing. We've already seen Tiger Woods and Erica Herman. We just saw Dionne Warwick. I don't know if it gets any bigger than those two big
fortune
names.
Fortune telling was my drug.
Was she the part of, she was part of the like psychic network, right?
Wow,
shouldn't
yeah.
she know who's going to win?
Who's that next to her?
Leon Warwick.
No, it's
Leon Warwick.
Leon Warwick.
Do you think she bumps into Dr. Ruth and they might scrap a little bit?
Bumps into her hard.
Dion and
did you guys see Dr. Ruth?
Yeah.
With
Clinton.
With I
Bill
heard
Clinton.
You talking about that yesterday.
Yeah, and then seeing Martina Navratilova with Mike Tyson.
That
even though they supposedly knew each other. Do you remember the story that went on between you and Nancy Lieberman about Mike Tyson and Martina Navratilova, Dan?
I don't remember a story that associated them. I just knew Nancy knew them both.
Yeah, we got to get the audio.
Like she did an imitation of Mike Tyson.
Which Whoa. Was the story.
Oh, okay.
Because Mike tried to build Martina a tennis court and... It was for a...
At his place in Las Vegas, right?
They were staying with Mike Tyson. So he said, Martina, I'm going to build you this tennis court. And so she arrived, and he was very proud, and he showed it to her. And she tried to really nicely accept the gesture, but to also tell him, we're playing on grass, and it was the wrong surface. And so he cussed in his Mike Tyson voice. And when Nancy did her fake Mike Tyson, it was very amusing.
Yeah, and so Martina...
You don't remember any of that?
No, I remember her doing fake Mike Tyson. Okay. I don't remember anything about the story.
Yeah.
Especially because, as I recalled, we never really talked to Nancy about Martina.
Which was odd because she told that Martina story and we left the door open, but we didn't really walk through it very hard.
So, yeah, why didn't you? I thought you guys always walked through those doors.
That's all you had to do, and that would have implied something right
there. It was a different time, and she wasn't...
Kitty cat.
It was wrong then and wrong now to ask her.
She wasn't really into talking about it.
Right, and she...
Pre-9/11.
Well, she had the... She lived there, and her son was a shield, always,
yes.
You know, he was listening. And
yes.
Oh.
Her son was little then. Now he's like 25 or something.
Yeah. What's up with lesbians and stuff, man?
No one's mentioned anything about that
what are you talking
during this
about?
Conversation, so well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I am improvising.
Oh, okay.
A play that would have gone on had someone played Dan McDowell during that interview in 1999. You should have just asked that.
So that's not
Wait, Serena can play drums?
That's not your roundtable topic?
What's up with lesbians, man?
It is girls' night out.
How long did Martina live in Fort Worth?
A while. So she lived on Shady Oaks.
Fort Wolf?
You don't have to
Fort
give
Fort
her a address.
Okay.
Infamously, on the third or fourth hole, but her, she had a slide put in like you would see at Wet Wild. It was completely encircled, so it wasn't like an open slide. So you couldn't see someone sliding, but it was from her bedroom
slide
all the way down into her pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what'd you say about her third or fourth hole?
It was on a golf course.
We all passed it.
Like
the fourth hole of golf.
Actually, we just took a U-test on it.
It's where
I'm
she
trying
lived.
To count. One, two, three,
four.
Four, okay.
Did she also play a lot of golf?
One,
oh,
two.
Yeah. I'm sure she was really good.
One,
so her
two,
son.
Three.
I mean, three
so
are obvious.
Martina was married to a guy, a girl.
Three, four, five, six, seven.
Named Judy Nelson. And that's who she lived with in Fort Worth. And
so
Judy's
so
son.
You have seven in a pop.
Somebody
Byron.
Nelson.
Byron.
Went to I went to school with him, to college with him.
Her son so was Byron Nelson?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who famously had the suicide pact with T.O. So.
But then wanted to live for Martina.
Yes, of course.
T.O. had him go first.
Was that Anthony Anderson?
Yeah, T.O.
Anderson, yes.
T.O.'s just getting around to it. It's just taking him a while.
Yeah. But anyway, so Martina won a tournament in the late 80s when I was in school my freshman year. And one of the prizes for winning the tournament was this really super modern Porsche. And the Porsche, like if you got too close to it. And
Porsche.
Porsche? Yeah. Put your hands on it, it would speak. Like, warning, warning, intruder.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me down lower, Dave.
Do you think that.
Wow.
Do you think that college kids handle that real well? Like after a couple of beers, like, let's go over there and mess with this car.
So did you say
have his car talk to us?
It did that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one, this cat, right when I was in college, he had an alarm on his car that rapped.
You're kidding
and
me.
We would, hey, I know you want to look inside, but I'll suggest you step away from the ride. That's what he said. And we would walk by it all the time and just touch it so it can rap all the time.
Boy, where did that go?
I don't know. Isn't that
the,
great, though?
Talking car alarm.
Yeah.
Was that around just because of Knight Rider?
There's probably a good chance that yes, for sure.
Let's bring that back.
That sounds like something you would like, Gordon.
Who?
You.
Your car like what, to do a talking car?
Yes.
No, thank you.
You can do it in each one of your characters' voices.
No, thanks.
So when little
we ought to sell like a voice
term,
pack for
that
your...
That term pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty good. Take a left right up here.
We need to sell the guidance pack, you know.
Yeah, you need
voices.
To be on Waze. All of the characters need to be on Waze.
So when little Byron Nelson walked up to that car and touched it, did it say, one of your mothers is past her Grand Slam winning prime?
Jeez.
Dude.
One of your mothers.
Jeez.
Didn't identify which, but
turn right when you get to the stick.
Is everybody rooting for Serena? Like, to not just win tonight, but would you love the storybook of her winning this whole thing?
Win the whole thing.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but yeah.
Hang on.
Jeez.
Buddy boy.
Why do you hate Serena?
She's look. Down 2-1 to Andrea Kovalenko.
No one's broken serve yet. We're good.
Yeah.
It's just going according to script.
Yeah, she's fine.
Do you think if she wins again tonight, we can get more Gail King?
Yeah. Yeah, are they doing another big ceremony after this one, win or lose?
You can only do it one night.
But all the celebrities are having to extend their stay.
Yeah.
Because they only book one night. They thought she was going to lose
the
first round.
They're hoping she's out early here.
Do you think she's the crowd favorite there?
Oh, my God.
Or is the woman from Belarus or somewhere?
Not since the night Jimmy Connors revved him up will you see a crowd go crazy if she keeps winning. Like
well,
you'll see tonight.
You're just about right. That's the loudest that stadium or that tennis tournament's ever been when Connors made it all the way to the semis at the age of 39.
Remember him pumping his fists
and
working up the crowd?
Yes.
Do you remember that, Donovan?
Oh, man. I was in front of the television, riveted
you guys,
when that happened.
You don't know what you're missing, man.
I know what I'm missing.
Have you ever been, Junes?
I have not. To New York or the U.S. Open?
The U.S. Open.
No.
Will I be the first ticket personality to make it to the U.S. Open?
I'd love to go.
I'm going.
Yeah, at some point when my kids are gone, I'm going
to
go.
To this one?
Tomorrow.
Yeah. You are?
Friday, excuse me.
Okay.
He wanted to wait till Serena was out of it.
I'll be there Saturday and Sunday.
That's great.
He said he would go.
Excited. Yeah, he refused to go when Serena was.
Whatever. Yeah, Bob hadn't gone through the training.
Whatever. Corby, I can't believe you haven't been.
I know. We're going to go to Wimbledon next summer. So
that's cool.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Copy.
That spare tournament?
I just want to one-up you.
I've played in the Aussie and the French, but I've never been to Wimbledon, never been to the U.S. Open.
I remember when I beat you at the French, I was thinking, okay, this is a guy that knows the game very well. I didn't know that we'd work together or anything.
I remember when I returned the favor at the Australian, and I thought, this guy's not bad.
Right. He had just beat me.
That's how the rivalry started.
All right. Well, Craig and I did play each other in a professional tournament.
Yes,
at
we did.
CRM.
That is true.
So I don't know what you guys are talking about. Probably the only pros. And Gordon and I played in a professional tournament.
Played doubles
with who were
it
they?
It was you and me. And
what were their names?
Oh, it was like Pete Sampras and Andy Roddick.
That's right.
Sampras
and Roddick. That's right.
Yeah. You know what's funny is there's no way we could come up with the two pros' names that we played with.
Not a chance in hell.
They were both like ranked 600th, but they were great.
Yeah, we were much bigger names than them. We were dominating.
In this town, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So famous.
All right, well, we're going to keep things on time, kind of. Thank you. I enjoyed this roundtable about Serena and tennis.
Go Serena.
Good topic.
Coming up next, George will be back to captain the next roundtable.
All right, it is Girls Night Out. We're in Flower Mound tonight, Scout River Walk. And we got a lot of P1s out here.
Lots of girls.
Yeah, a lot of girls and ladies. We've got a lot of giveaways tonight. Pat Green tickets, Amazon Echoes. We've got wine tastings. We've got all sorts of gift cards to give away. So stop on by if you're in the Flower Mound area, the 940, as we like to call it in Denton County. It's Giorgio, Gordo, Junior, Corby, Dave.
Hello.
That's the round table that is going right now. You guys talked tennis last segment, right? About Serena?
Craig mainly did.
Okay.
We didn't want to talk much
it's not.
They stole your thunder?
No, I just wanted to make sure that I didn't want to step on that if we talk tennis.
I made us focus on sports because we're a sports station.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks, George.
That's good.
Yeah.
We can talk about another sport since we have – Davey, you're a college football fan, aren't you?
Moderate. I
way to go, George.
I like to support the Tide.
Crimson Tide?
Yeah.
Okay.
So my wife went there.
Because of heritage, yeah.
Yeah, I inherited the best team in the country.
Have you gone there yet? Have you gone to
I have
Tuscaloosa?
No.
You need to go.
I know. I need to go.
I like to go elephant hunting.
I think she is.
Why is that?
I think she's Tuscaloosa.
I think she's hiding me from all of her friends.
Oh,
she doesn't want to parade me in front of them.
You got to go. I think it's the greatest place I've ever been to see a college football
game. I was the bad luck charm at the national title game in Tampa when they lost to Clemson.
Ooh, yeah.
So that's why I haven't
cleared
been invited.
That room, too.
Yeah, I haven't been invited back.
In fact, the first time I went there, I don't think the press box has changed since then because that was back in 1995. But went up the press elevator. So impressed with the place to begin with. That was back when Gene Stallings was their coach.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Right as the, not that Gene, but as the the press box door, the elevator doors open, walked out, and in the hallway, there's a quarterback talking to the Bear. And it's like, who is that? And it's Kenny Stabler.
Young Kenny.
He's
shocking.
Awesome picture.
When you see young Kenny.
Yeah, there's so much history there, and then that was, of course, before Saban got there, and I've been back there a couple times since he's been there, and it's just off the charts crazy now, but it's always been a great place. But for Corby, the big college football fan, this is going to be a great week to open up. There's so many good games on Saturday and the first full Saturday.
Yeah, I know you're going to focus on OU and UTEP, and Craig and I are here for that. So,
well, they just got a hide tanning last Saturday, UTEP did.
From North Texas.
North Texas.
That's right.
So they softened them up for you.
Craig and I studied that tape. We've sent it up to Norman.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't even think of that.
And I appreciate it.
To watch tape on their next opponent. But everything that, because I hate most of what we've talked about the last 8 months.
Yeah.
All the conference movement and all this stuff. But even through all that, I find myself, just like any other fall, 3 days away, a day away, I guess, there's games tomorrow night. And that part of it's still the same to me. And I hope that doesn't change in 4 or 5 years whenever we hit this new TV contract and new alignment and all that stuff. But
I don't think it will. Because I've heard y'all talk about this, and we have too, that it's at the heart of it all, it's still, you know, games being played on the field. You know, there's going to be all this crap that goes on and all the realignment and drama and dudes getting paid exorbitant amounts of money. But in the end, you'll still have the games.
Yeah. Still and it'll still be 18 to 22-year-olds performing at the peak of their lives.
It's still kids. It's still tailgating. It's still, you know, the yammering back and forth between the fan bases. But
even that, and I think the worst part of this thing so far is the last one of the last dominoes that fell, USC and UCLA.
That sucks.
Yeah, going to the Big Ten. And I was just talking to Jake, and Jake knows of a family. I think you know this family, too, as a big-time recruit.
Yeah.
And already it's hurting USC because families from California that banked on going to Arizona, Arizona State, Stanford, all this stuff, are now looking at 4 years from now going to Chicago and
Maryland,
East Lansing and Rutgers. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That geography has thrown me for the ultimate loop. Because you can, you know, Texas and Oklahoma, that's Texas A&M, same thing. You don't have to squint to see that they belong in that conference. The states are all connected. But to see California, you know, in the same conference as a New Jersey team, it's stupid. Yeah, that part of it's dumb. But in 20 years, I mean, it doesn't make sense that the Cowboys are in the same conference as Washington.
Yeah, we've always just accepted that.
Yeah, what realignment in college football has ever made those fans stop watching their school play?
Yeah.
Every time your school changes conferences, you still watch them.
Right.
And, yeah, I think you're exactly right. When I was listening to you guys with Joel Klatt, and I was getting fired up for the games for college football. And even though we've had all the nonsense in the transfer portal and NIL, I'm still excited about Saturday afternoon and these big matchups.
Can't wait.
I don't think realignment's going to change that, because when Penn State joined the Big Ten, did people stop watching Penn State games?
Right.
No, they still drew 100,000.
Like, I did not pay much attention to A&M when they first joined the SEC, and Manziel got everybody interested in it. But it's just weird to see, and it'll be that way for the Pac-12. It'll be that way for OU and Texas, too. Like, there's something about the guy that's sitting out there that went to Baylor or TCU or Tech or whatever. You always run into them. They're all around here in Dallas and Fort Worth. And then suddenly you're going to play Mississippi State. Well, I don't know one dude that went to Mississippi State or that cheers for him. Not one guy. I don't know one guy.
Gordo, he's a Mississippi State fan.
You're Ole Miss.
My dad went to State for a year.
Okay, so I've met your dad, so I know one guy now.
Yeah,
that's
but I kind of like Ole Miss.
But, I mean, I don't know one Kentucky fan. I know one Florida guy, you know. I mean, I hardly know any Alabama people. I don't know any of those people, and that's what makes it fun is the sparring back and forth, you know.
Yeah, and that's going to be, and that's what I'm saying. 5 years down the line, I think is when we're going to go through that time period that's going to be really strange. And just from the micro sense, like the players' families, I know that's a very small part of the college football fan, but I do feel for the families of student athletes now that think, okay, we were going to watch them up and down the West Coast, but now we're going to do this, or if we were going to watch them in the state of Texas now, we're going to go to Cincinnati and Central Florida.
But their kid has NIL money, so he can buy them supersonic jet tickets.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess that does change things.
Can you guys imagine? Like, and this is not an exaggeration, if I had $5 in my pocket to go out at night, I was like, all right, I'm good. Like, I can buy a pitcher of beer.
Yes, and have $1.50 left over.
Right, and it's very parents going to the movies in the 1940s. But what if you had $800,000 in the bank.
I never would have graduated.
Basically,
ever.
Basically, yeah. For a college student, that's unlimited money.
And yeah. Even, yeah.
Literally, yes.
Yeah. Even if you're in the thousands, like $5,000 for the semester.
Oh, my God.
That would seem like $1 million.
Yes.
To us, that would have been an endless supply of Gaddy's yes. and King Pizza.
I mean, yes. The,
no
the,
doubt.
The amount of scams that I would, money scams that I, you know, like, okay, so if I, $2 can get me a piece of pizza and I can be full for most of the day before I look in the couch for quarters to go out to buy a, yeah, it's just, and suddenly you're going to strap me with $1 million?
Yeah.
I would have overdosed and had AIDS.
God.
Well, if you had NIL is what you're saying. Yes. If you had that,
yes.
Those type of funds. Yeah, our big thing was the checkbook. Is there any way there's enough to cover a $12 pizza right now?
Right. And you're
or could I get enough money in if I wrote this tonight?
Can you get $10 in the bank in the morning?
Right. Could I scrounge together enough money to get it in the bank and this thing would not bounce? Yeah, what the heck. Let's try it.
It's amazing how little you could, and you still can, live off of.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, would you guys...
The $2.99 buffet is long gone.
Well, would you guys eat more than... Because basically the day was centered around a big meal between 2 and 5. 2 and 4, maybe. Like a giant meal. You maybe get a little snack in the morning, but it's
one meal.
You're
asking the wrong two guys. He was cycling. I just like to eat. And we had a thing going...
But it's a buffet. It was always a buffet.
Yes, yeah. Always a buffet. And we had that in our cafeteria. You could go through as many times as you want. The food was questionable.
Yeah.
But we found things that were edible, like grilled cheese sandwiches and salad.
By the way,
stuff.
Have you seen the UNT commercial where they say they have the best food in the country now?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they do have a really good restaurant and hotel program up there. So I believe it. They just probably don't serve it at West Hall. Even to this day, they probably still don't serve it there. All right, now that was fun, wasn't it?
That was
round table.
Yes. That was fun.
Up next, we got Bob, Dan, Jake, and Donnie here from Girls Night Out at Scout River Walk in Flower Mound.
The Ticket.
Tickets. Girls Night Out. Great to have you with us in Flower Mound. At Scout River Walk. Looks like our round table here is taking some shape. By the way, the next couple round tables will be everybody, and that's when things get real crazy. But it looks like to my right we have Donnie Dew, to his right we have Jake, and in for Dan is Craig Jr. Yes. Miller.
I'm pinch hitting.
How you doing?
Is he just...
I don't know.
He's just right there.
He is just right there.
Aren't you glad you have the ticket utility man right here?
Sure.
It's great.
Ready to jump in.
You're like the Jeff Fry of the ticket.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
It's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Jeff Fry.
So,
okay, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Do we think he makes it at any point during the segment?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I'll say no.
I guess it would start with, do I?
Okay, well, odds just went lower. He now has a large plate of food that he's approaching.
Oh,
with.
He does have some food.
Gonna showing no sense of urgency.
But if he
why
was
start now?
But if he was, would you know? If he was, he hides urgency so well. What do we order there, buddy?
Are you talking about me?
Yes.
This is a tuna burger.
Wow.
From the greatness of Scout.
Yes.
Stop by on the Riverwalk in Flower Mound.
So Dan, since you're here, Dan, I think it's a great opportunity for us to review the Bad Radio farm system. You know, the Rant farm system has populated the ticket airwaves so well with Davey and Corby and Jer and Danny, I suppose, all the Rant farm system. But how about the Bad Radio weekly guest farm system? As I watch Hard Knocks every week, there is the sweet Dan Campbell. I really want this to work for him. Where's your confidence level, by the way?
We talk about this a lot. I'm the same way. I really want it to work. Will it work? I don't know. It probably is going to come down to...
And what does work even mean?
He's got good players, you know?
Not picking the top five?
Yeah.
It's a good start.
Or pick the right players in the top five.
If they win six games in Detroit, that's a plus.
Yes.
And I don't think he'll lose his job. I don't think he'll lose his job either way. I think they'll give him a little more of a leash.
He picked the right job.
And they have a new owner, right? A less crazy owner?
I think so.
That helps.
So you got Dan Campbell. You have Bill Guerin running the Minnesota Wild, doing well.
He's a GM, right?
Yes. You have Gabe Kapler running the San Francisco Giants, just won National League Manager of the Year.
And these were all former interns?
Former weekly guests of Bad Radio.
Transition.
Think about that, though. Weekly guests, like just players.
They have a week.
But, I mean, you're having them on because they've achieved a certain level of success in their sport. So is it that crazy that they are still operating at that level?
How many of your weekly guests...
So hold on.
What?
Dan Campbell.
You do have one that's a head coach.
We do?
Steve Nash.
Oh, yeah.
Quick update here.
So long ago.
I'm also seeing that in 2020, Jacksonville University hired as a baseball assistant Brad Wilkerson.
Hey, guys. Okay.
Hey, Brad.
So Steve Nash, has gone on to coach.
He's out of breath, Steve Nash.
Okay. Troy Aikman has now gone on to Monday Night Football.
Morning, Musers. No, you cannot claim Troy Aikman.
Why? Troy Aikman.
You can't buy at the top and then claim that you wrote it from the bottom. That isn't how this works.
We had these guys on when they were spared.
Peter King is writing a massive column every week.
Yes.
Yeah, that's huge.
Where's Marty B right now?
Dan Campbell was
put out an album.
A backup tight end for the Dallas Cowboys. A backup tight end.
Bill Guerin was a big name, though.
He was.
He was. He was an all-star before he met us.
So you bought at the top.
Gabe Kapler just was in the major leagues. Chris Young, the general manager of the Rangers, did a weekly show with us.
Did he?
He was a friend of the show.
You can say he did.
He was definitely a friend of the show.
No, he had agreed to do a weekly, and then they traded him.
That's four.
That is four.
GMs are coaches.
Didn't you guys agree to do a show with Brady James, and then he did a show with someone?
I think that's true. He agreed to do weekly, and then...
What, I can't do two?
I think he did. I think he said yes to ESPN Radio and us.
Right, and then he was on their show first, and... Our guys got upset.
We did a weekly with Jerry Jones, and now he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, the Jerry Jones phone call is so legendary.
And Frank Caliendo.
We never did a weekly with him.
Oh.
Did you used to take calls with Jerry every week?
Yeah.
Every week?
For like the first 5 or 6 years, I think, and then we stopped.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Is there any way any of that exists besides just the John and Plato? My question is, did it get like that other times?
Very rarely.
Okay.
Yeah, mostly they were normal calls. Very rarely they were antagonistic.
It's so great.
It's unbelievable.
You know nothing about
the game. I mean, that stopped ages ago. Like, nobody has a guest anymore that takes calls, right?
Like, I don't think anybody.
When we had Jerry on, we took a call.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Just in honor of you guys.
Yes.
Which, post the Alex Davis story, that phone call, it's a bit more awkward if you go back and listen to it. It's very sexual.
I don't remember this.
When Fake Jerry was on with Jerry on our show a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
What was it? What
do you remember now?
No.
I thought of another guest that takes calls when you have Angelo Cataldi on.
That's true.
That's true, yeah.
Hey.
It's so incredible that nobody ever tipped him off on that bit. He's probably pretty offline. That probably helped.
Yeah.
The fact that a Radio Hall of Famer is talking to Sal in South Philly and Fake Michael Irvin.
Oh, and then I would like to leave open the possibility that some of our more late in life, man, I feel like we're losing power over here. late in life players are still going to ascend. Jason Witten,
okay,
Brendan Morrow, and Steve Ott, and I'm Two of those three names will definitely be head coaches or general managers in our time to come.
You don't see it for Tyler?
I don't think Tyler has great interest in coaching, but who can say?
Yeah, no. You know, it's weird. You guys have had so many, or had middays, and still even in afternoon, so many weekly guests. Like, you just read a list of 10, 12.
Yeah.
I feel like we're losing that battle. You have Troy. Yeah, I know, but we have Troy, we had Jerry in the day, we had these Hall of Famers, these huge names.
We have more very low-priced weekly guests.
Peter King, Brian Jones, but that's...
Dave Raymond.
Oh, Razor.
Razor?
Yeah.
So you just get them and never leave. You just keep them forever.
You guys are committed.
Whereas we churn them just like our producers.
These guys are playboys, like Dr. Yeah. Jerry Buss.
Okay, never mind. We're about equal.
And when Dave Raymond gets a major league managing job, that will go on your scoreboard.
Okay, fair enough.
Now let's talk about Goose.
Let's talk about Goose.
Maybe. Yeah.
Or fake Goose.
That's pretty impressive.
Dang right. Thank you very much.
The twos.
The twos, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean...
Mark Lawrence from the Gold Sheet.
All I had to do.
Dan Shonka.
All I had to do was walk over here and see that Gordon was near my computer, and I'm like, I hope my Twitter page isn't up.
All right.
What do we
what
got?
What are you talking about?
What do we have?
What are you talking about?
Hold on. Let me look.
Okay.
There's right. two of them.
Tell me, Craig.
What? I don't follow you on Twitter, so I don't know what you're saying.
You want
to? What are you sounding off about on Twitter right now, Corby?
You want to read it?
Yeah, I'll read it. Corby Davidson, 1 minute ago. I have donkey ball breath right now. Somebody got a mint? And another one after that. From Corby Davidson, 1 minute ago. I don't believe in diversity.
Gosh, Corby.
Wow, I can't believe Corby.
What? What movie
with
did it sound off
about
that?
Sports opinions.
What's the upside of tweeting that, Corby?
I love that donkey ball is in quotes.
but it's his breath.
Yeah.
Not anything else. It's his breath.
By the way, P1 Matt Birmingham just texted me that... He says, I think Chris came and probably stormed the Capitol.
See, I was gonna do a CJ thing, but I felt like let's leave it alone. The Chris Kamen show, I'm telling you, should be reviewed. It was nothing. It was gun control, small government.
Unfortunately, we're out of time.
Local mid-level celebrity takes a shot at diversity.
Story at 10.
Don't believe in it. Like it just doesn't occur ever? Or
as Corby's campaigning for the school board seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing that's going to take that's him all
down.
Right.
No, yeah. It's going to thing that's going to get him voted out.
Interesting tweet okay. from 2022.
Corby, where now the superintendent of the Carroll School.
In fact. We need the campaign poster. Someone get a photo of Corby. With superintendent, and just in quotes, put, I don't believe in diversity. Corby Davidson, God, superintendent.
By an overwhelming 92%.
CISD.
Dan, you just need to, will you introduce me to your people over in South Lake and just see if I can, they're like, look, hold up the placard that says what I believe in and don't believe in. I don't believe in diversity.
This guy's great.
Where do we sign? Where do we sign?
But now we have the quote, the actual quote
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
So mark
he tweeted
that.
It out.
He even said it. So it's doubly true.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're out of time here, guys.
Oh.
Man, just about Marty.
Good night.
But up next.
We didn't have time to
hang on.
John McAfee.
My son just
Google
texted
it.
Me.
He'll find me.
So you don't believe in diversity?
Sad face emoji.
Your right. son follows you on Twitter?
No, I'm joking.
Okay. I think there's a chance.
Well, no. If he sees the response from Corby, it might be a long night.
Donnie.
What's response?
Yours.
Oh.
Donnie, what do you have planned for your next round table with 9 people?
Diversity next. I don't understand what that means.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Don't fight with me. Fight with the module.
I watched House of the Dragon yesterday.
Did you?
Doesn't that count?
You're trying to expand.
Trying.
Diversify. Yeah,
but you never watched Game of Thrones.
I watched every episode.
We got to do it at the same time.
I don't know.
All right, we have all hands on deck.
Like
Girls Night Out.
Khaleesi was Scout lofted Riverwalk onto the shoulders.
And Flower Mound.
Khaleesi.
We are here until probably about 10:45 because we're partying so hard and we love this place.
I'm sticking that around for the band. I got a band set now.
Yeah.
I'll be here until the last P1 leaves.
Davey's right.
I think that's Brett Michaels.
Ringo Starr-like.
it's a huge riser.
Set that he's on there. Wow.
I feel like there's no room for anything
look
else.
Look at Band Giorgio already just crapping all over this poor band.
No.
Trying to make
a
ball.
If the riser was on here.
Hey, Ringo, play us a tune.
No. I just said he's really high.
Maybe it's just a guy who drops
up in the air.
There's no other band. He just drums.
Sorry.
Oh, we just have a drummer? That's it?
Bet you haven't played for Troy Aikman.
I don't say things like that. I don't say things like that.
You brag about it all the time.
No, I don't. Don't.
Have you played Aikman's Festival?
Yeah.
Have you been to Henrietta?
Totes.
Yeah, I headlined it.
Totes.
Hey, Donovan.
Hey, Bob. Serena's doing all right.
Hey, that's Spike Lee.
He
wants to be a center of attention.
He just got let out of class.
See, I mean,
she's
come
leading
on.
6-4 in the second set.
In the top
right?
No.
No, this
she's
is the top break.
She's trying to win the first set right here. Is there a radio, by the way? She just aced that, didn't she?
No, they stopped it.
It's perfect.
Oh, no, she did.
She aced it, bro.
Boom.
Wow. What are y'all doing?
We're making fun of Tiger.
There was Tiger.
Just watching tennis, bro.
Women's tennis?
Yeah.
It's the GOAT.
It's Serena. Is she pregnant or fat?
Hey,
dude. That's my guy.
So disrespectful.
She's
still trying to lose the baby weight.
Not mutually exclusive.
Like several years, hasn't it?
Look.
You need to listen to her.
She probably doesn't have the money to have
she won the first set. Dragging all that wagon. That has to say something.
She's doing great.
She's doing real well.
Donovan, did you watch all the Mad Men in a week?
I powered through it, yes.
Worth it?
Like every episode?
Never watched that.
Nah, it was okay.
Save your time.
I don't remember the parameters of your effort.
Yeah, it may have been a week that I powered through all of them.
Like 12 episodes a day?
No, I don't think it was like all the way over. I binged until I caught up. And then I think I watched maybe the last season or two while it was going on. I did the same thing with Game of Thrones. I didn't start right on time, but I think I missed the first 4 seasons. Binge those. By the time season 5 came around, I was watching when everyone else was.
Like you did with 227?
Oh, my God.
But I don't believe in diversity.
It's your tweet come to life.
I didn't binge.
Now I have an excuse.
I didn't binge 227, sir.
He watched it real time.
All of them. He was in the studio audience.
Do you have the Different World box set?
I have the Martin box set. That's the only one I have.
Nothing wrong with that.
And
that show was funny.
That's the only 2 box sets I have.
Nothing wrong with that. You take too much grief over Martin. Martin was funny.
It's incredible.
Nothing wrong with Different World either.
Nothing wrong with Different World. Love it. You did Ron and Dwayne Wayne.
But the best sitcom out of them all was Living Single, but it gets slept on. Living Single was the absolute best. Mark it.
Was that the Wayans brothers?
Who said that?
Dave
That's
Lane.
Me. Was that the Wayans brothers?
I'm not answering that.
He doesn't know.
Yes, he does.
He
because
has
the
no
Wayans
idea.
Brothers show is the Wayans brothers.
Show him some diversity for not knowing.
That's what it is.
Them.
Wait a minute.
This is reverse
so
racism.
You're telling me.
Tell you what. We're going to have to fire up that diversity
training
once again.
And
you guys need to watch it again.
He's a new employee.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, right. It does. You're all up his...
Yeah.
He's old enough to know that the Wayans Brothers show was
he
called...
He just started working here.
I didn't know if a Wayans
Maybe
was
don't
in
call him
show.
Out. Maybe call him...
Call
him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It should be a call in
Maybe take me aside.
Yeah.
Away from the group.
Away from the group because we're all tense now.
Yeah. Like you're on the radio.
You've embarrassed a new full-time employee.
Well, he embarrassed me.
Well,
he's
calling me out.
This needs to be settled in a call-in
setting.
Well,
you know what? Let me tell you something.
Are you trying to get control of the yard here?
The training that I watched, I feel like I have the upper hand in everything right now. So you need to cater to me, damn it. That's what I watch.
In light of the Leo news, have you guys thought about which ticket host would have the best chance connecting with a 25-year-old? Like, or do you yourself ever think about how it's possible?
Me? No.
Anybody?
No. No way.
I mean, I'm the youngest amongst us.
What news?
I barely connect with my wife, and she's 5 years younger than me.
Yeah?
Barely. I have very little to talk
probably
about.
Probably me.
Yeah, what's Leo DiCaprio's is as soon as you can rent a car, he's done with you?
Yeah, as soon as they can insure. Yeah.
Yeah. As soon as car insurance goes down.
When you get kicked off your parents' insurance, he breaks up with you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Pay for it yourself.
See, because I think the underdog, the sneaky wild card here is Norm.
He can chat up just about anything. Yeah.
That's the thing, and if you've ever heard him on the phone with his wife, he's a very doting
Yeah,
caring,
engaging
lover.
In conversation.
Do ladyboys count?
He says, he says, I love you at least 6 times in a conversation.
Yeah.
Where
he knows how to connect.
I haven't said I love you 6 times this year.
Well, he'll say that to Mary that much?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that an end of days thing, though?
No.
No, it's not.
He's not sure if it's going to be.
Mary, I love you.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Just, no, I mean,
but
so
I love
much.
You, Mayor Bear.
No, what you say?
Yeah, I'm going to get off the phone now. Bye, Norm.
How much is Cassidy now?
Bye.
Oh, hi, fake Cassidy.
It was 12 hours away from that. Not too far off.
Jake's mad that you let kids on the air.
Jake is?
I hate it.
So's Cat. Cat hates it.
I hate it.
Cat hates it?
What's wrong? You don't like kids?
No, you
Cat hates everything we do.
No, I just, I don't
how
think,
do you,
I think there's a time and place.
How do you un-let them on the
know.
Air?
I don't know. We're rolling screenless.
The second you hear a child's voice, you blow them off.
You want us to leave it up to Fernando? No one's going to get on the air.
No, wait. The second you hear their voice, hang up on them.
We like Cass.
Fernando
Cass.
Only wants
you're
age
trying
limit.
To take the voice of young women away from them, huh?
Yes.
Preferably all women.
Maybe you need
but
to
if we could just start with young, that would be fine.
It's just girls' night out.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What if Fernando only allowed Peter King to call in for the emergency?
That's what it would be down to.
Peter King and Razor.
And Razor. It would be the two. I don't know, Peter, who you vote for.
I'm here shirtless looking at Rule 34 porn.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I'm sorry.
I don't like it at all.
I don't know what to tell you.
And what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Just listen and get mad.
And, like, what's the age?
And hope
what's the age limit?
Cassidy's better than most of those guys that call
stupid
up.
No.
Bitch.
No.
How old
not
is
at
she?
All.
Is she like high school?
15 now?
Yeah, something like that. Or did she get her driver's license?
Oh,
her
yeah,
sister,
yeah. One of them
she
got
or her sister
license.
Got her driver's license.
Plus, they're taking away valuable space from the gal pal.
That's okay.
Fake Gene is quickly
who's basically
climbed
just,
the
Fake
rankings.
Gene is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Female Gene Billy Tubbs.
Yeah, I look forward to Fake Gene every week.
Oh,
Jamie Benn.
Somebody should probably look for real Gene. We have not heard
from
him.
Yeah, we haven't talked to him in a while.
Didn't we hear from him like a month
check?
Ago?
Okay.
About a month ago, yeah.
He called us about a month ago.
Doesn't Gene live on the M Street somewhere?
No, he lives in Carrollton.
Up north, yeah.
He's Carrollton.
That's right. Why he's called Gene and Carrollton.
Yeah.
Well, Danny was in. Danny
never put that together.
Danny was Danny from Lake Highlands, and he didn't actually live in Lake Highlands.
Okay.
Wait, what? Jamie?
He didn't?
No.
I like when Jamie but Bent calls.
Weren't you the king of Deep Ellum?
Yeah, like
Gordon didn't Gene.
You were the king of Deep Ellum.
I was.
Why?
But were you actually
you
the king of Deep
Ellum? To say, and you don't want to be on the air, why would you call up?
Hey, guys.
Yeah, generic hockey player is pretty great.
Yes. Generic low-energy hockey player.
Oh. To vote for the E-Race.
You guys like disgruntled Rainer. Lisa? You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't call in enough. I like her.
Yeah.
She's got stones.
She's kind of hot.
Do you really
I just like
her?
She's mad.
Are you really so interested in the call?
I mean, I've never seen her, so I can't fully answer that.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm assuming she's hot. She's above high school level, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're talking.
Above high school, under Leo.
I hate diversity, so.
Yep.
You know, ghost saying.
Yeah, well, did you at least take
that?
The tweet
well,
down?
On the internet.
Or did you leave it up?
Leaning into it
it's
so
on the
hard.
Internet. What am I going to do?
You're leaning into
now
it.
Now I can't should. Disprove it. So you got to accept it.
How many likes do you have on it?
Did you take it down or did you leave it up?
No, it's up. I don't even know how to delete it.
Corby's now like a hero in QAnon circles.
Finally!
I saw it, laughed, but I couldn't like it because that would come back on
right.
me.
91 yeah. likes, 5 retweets, and 2 quote tweets.
I got up to like 3,000.
I feel like on the hard line, this can cancel out Woke Bob, though, right?
Yeah.
Because we don't like that.
Well, it's the Woke line.
Yeah.
The Woke line.
Or the Woke
line.
Oh, it's the Woke line?
I like that. You know, Davey.
You guys kind of have turned into
Davey, who's known.
He used to be a lot better. Yeah. Used to be different.
And then you brought on Davey, who's known for his interest in social and political topics.
It's true.
So I fired up. Yeah.
The Woke line. No, keep it up.
Gotta lure that Woke line.
Go
over
woke
there.
For broke.
And see, we had a Capitol rioter on our show in studio.
That's right.
Yeah.
Why did you platform her?
Because we don't care.
Huh.
They didn't know what
I
was
thought
going
she had
on.
Something to say.
She was a realtor, too.
That's right.
Interestingly
oh,
enough.
She was.
Yeah.
It's
did
a hot,
she mention that?
Would you imagine buying a house from her?
They thought that they would get, like, broadcasters of the year or something right afterwards.
Did you?
Yeah, we were.
What was her gimmick?
They immediately sent
to
it into
your
the
house
Canadian
and break back into it a week later.
Right. She jams a flagpole through your bay window.
You had her and you had HOV lady, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Picking games.
Pregnant HOV lady. Oh.
Picking games.
Now we're talking. Okay.
Boy, could we give her just a little? You talk. Okay.
The chart.
If the kid on the arm breaks,
slow down.
Could we all get over HOV woman? Okay. Okay. Interesting concept. You're pregnant and you got one ticket. She got another one? Holy yes! Let's stop the presses. God, who cares?
Whoa. Obviously, a lot of people
finally
care.
Found her voice.
Obviously, you do. You keep talking about it.
I'll take the Chargers,
only
Joe.
Only because you got it.
Should I delete it?
Yeah, she's on Picks with Friends.
No, don't delete it.
Collinville Heritage. I think I'm going there.
Yeah. It's all
yes.
good.
Get her on Picks with Friends for this season.
You're listening to Girls Night Out, where we are empowering women.
Yes.
That's right.
That's where we are.
George is talking about how he
empowering women to be hot and in the news.
Yeah, see, that was what set George off. He didn't think she should be allowed to be so hot.
Right.
I didn't comment on her looks like other people on her show.
I didn't comment on her looks.
So the heck you didn't.
Pregnant girls can't be hot. Is that what you're saying, George?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that you're talking about a woman. You shouldn't have to talk about if they're hot or not. They're a woman.
We didn't.
Well, let's ask a guy with a pregnant girl.
You know, y'all show is the worst about
that. You know
what,
Jeff? That's right. You
don't talk to
look at a woman
Dan
for her mind.
That's right.
That's right.
And she can't
both
be that her, intelligent if she's driving in the HOV lane and she's the only passenger with a baby.
She wasn't the only passenger.
I'd
the
say that, but she wasn't
she
carpooling.
Was her baby.
She wasn't carpooling with her baby
yes,
to go
she was.
She had work a nice for some corporation in Plano.
Why don't you believe that? That that baby was alive.
If she wasn't
that's
allowed,
a person.
No, I think I agree with that part of it, but it's not. That's not.
So you're pro-lifer.
That's not the definition of HOV.
Good Lord,
nothing
Job.
To do with politics.
You're in the web now.
Yes, you are. You are in the maze. And you
just
can't
bail
find
out.
Way
out.
Just
get out.
I'm fine. I'm the only one that has a brain here.
Oh wow!
Not thinking of something else. Oh, look how hot she is. Oh yeah, you driving an HOV all you want.
Oh yeah.
That's everybody else on the station.
I didn't say that. You didn't
on the station.
You didn't
hear that. Let's get her on the hang zone. Give her 45 minutes. So how long have you been a hot pregnant HOV mom? Jeez.
The people wanted to know. We
people
did it for
do
the
want to know.
We do it for the P1, people not for...
You had
obviously.
On...
Did she have twins or was that just a single baby? What was the story there?
Single baby.
It's yeah. no why did they call it an
no,
HOV?
It was
no longer
twins.
Occupying her womb, though.
Yeah.
You guys had on a real person that stormed the Capitol.
She wasn't the only one.
And you named her P1 of the month?
She took a private jet to storm the Capitol.
Yeah.
Right.
A
yeah.
private jet.
She just kind of caught up in it.
Compare that.
It
to
can
the
happen
Revolutionary
to any of us.
Right. Right. She's drinking champagne and posting selfies on her way to
I want so badly for you to hold
they
our
sleeping in manure looking for red coats.
Right. Washington, D.C.
Getting shoes off of corpses.
Yeah.
What is that? That's the Washington Monument.
She even said something like
really?
That.
Really? God.
When we were talking
to
and honestly,
it looks like a giant
I haven't
dildo.
Had my latte yet. I can't think straight.
She said something like,
I don't even know the Senate how to certify an election, so I don't even know what I was doing there. Like, this is the dumbest woman who's ever lived. And it was awesome.
What is that? That is the White House.
I don't even know.
Are we going to storm that too?
Open up the concept.
Why do they call it that?
Is that where Michael Irvin went? Thank you.
So he's definitely not asking sports. That question.
Anyway. All right, let's take a
break. We got to go because the band's getting ready.
We will be right back with our final segment.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Waste some.
You're the captain.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
Just a few minutes left here.
Yeah, just throw it to break.
Just a few seconds left. Girls' night out.
Then we can get a shot off.
Scout Riverwalk.
We're into injury time.
Flower Mound. Probably most of the giveaways are done, right? So we don't need to run the whole thing down again.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a blast out here.
I am too. I've had a good time.
Had a great sandwich. Fantastic.
What'd you go with?
Chips?
Turkey Club.
Nice.
Donovan, should I tell them about my curve moment from earlier? You think that's off air?
Well, now you've said this.
Heck yes.
We have to learn.
Okay, so when I got here at about 5, I went to the bathroom to take a dump.
Oh,
no.
Don't tell this on the air. I now change my mind.
It's too late. You've started.
Already opened the box.
What are you doing?
I'll go anywhere. That's been established.
That is incredible.
It was
too
intriguing of an opening line for you to stop now.
Yeah, we got to hear the rest now.
And I'd been in the car for like an hour. And
a whole hour? Without going number 2? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Metabolism. So I'm in there by myself. It's a two-stall situation. The door closes to the ceiling, but the floor is still, you got about a foot right there.
Yeah.
So I'm in there by myself, about two-thirds of the way through, and there's a guy in the stall next to me, comes in, and he wasn't in there very long before I hear him trying to exit, and his door won't open. It is locked from the inside somehow. He's locked in the stall.
No.
And I hear the guy go, "Hello?"
Did you pick your feet up real quick? Yeah.
just hanging on the
not breathing.
Spider-Man in the side.
I felt like Mission Impossible and over.
I felt like it was too late.
Like your underwear just drops to the floor. Right.
Damn it!
And the second time.
Swing your foot underneath his stall wall.
Hello?
Hello? And I go, "Yeah." And he's like,
"Hey, is that Jake?
Jake Kemp?
Can you sign something for me?"
He's like,
he unrolls the toilet paper and puts it underneath.
Just sign this. I don't have anything to sign. You mind signing this? Sheet of toilet paper, sheet of 2-ply.
He says,
"Bingo.
Hey, I'm locked in." I'm like, "Yeah, I mean, I can tell. Like, it's pretty obvious.
Crawl up under.
And give me a boost."
"Yeah, I'm locked in."
And it was kind
of, then there's kind of a silence, and I just said, "I'll finish."
Gross. That was the saddest exchange.
And
I
hustled through the end.
So he's counting the wipes.
Yeah.
Like, how long are you going?
Cigar cut it off.
And
just clean.
I guess I'll come back to this later.
It's sphinx.
I no-looked the door open. Like, I went by, and as I just did the open and keep walking.
You didn't want to see who?
Couldn't he have kicked the door?
I'm telling you, somehow it was locked from the inside, because he was.
Is there a child lock?
He was
in a
shaking
stall
the
now?
Entire stall. I don't know. The door might have been maybe broken somehow. But.
That would have been the best. If he, like, he starts shaking and the whole thing falls flat.
So you don't know who it is?
Jake's drawers are right there by his knee.
Yeah, it's like in Jurassic Park. That guy sitting on the
That's
toilet
like the
with
worst.
A dinosaur.
You don't want to talk to the person next to you no matter what, let alone let him out to finish what you're doing.
But if you got man down, then you got to pitch in.
You also don't want to see him crawl.
Right, he has to crawl through you somehow to get there.
That's the only way he would have
Can I come use your
the
door?
The front door goes ceiling to floor. Like, he would have had to exit through my side of the tunnel.
I would have been in for at least $10,000 for that to happen.
Hey, Jake, sorry.
I lift up my legs.
Sorry, buddy.
Like you do with a kid and make him crawl under on the way out the door.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you think about, like, lifting your legs and acting like you weren't there?
I thought
about
it.
But then he would have crawled in.
Yeah, he would have.
Oh, yeah.
Then,
yeah.
Jake would be all naked, hovering above him.
Like belly crawling through.
No, I didn't think anybody was in here.
Yeah, man, I'm sorry. I just didn't want
to interact here. Yeah.
You have to just.
This is how I do it.
You have to pretend to be deaf. Well, like you're starting to.
What if it's just his head that pokes out from underneath his
right.
Like Jake's sitting there and he's trying to hold on and hide.
Right.
And
all that of guy's a sudden,
he's turtling twice.
Man, that is why he looks just up, can't go anywhere.
Looks up, he sees that starfish. Hey.
Well, how's he going to see that?
Hey. He's not Jake.
He's not climbing
through the toilet.
He's not
climbing. His only out is through his own toilet.
No, Jake has scaled up the wall, remember?
He's a garden snake.
That's the dumbest 8 minutes in chicken history.
I got to go down before I can go up.
What a terrible way to have to get out. You have to stay locked in, right? That's the only way you can get through. Channeling through that toilet to get to the other one while Jake is using it. He's like
he tunneled through 10,000
like feet. He comes out and his hands are up and he's looking up in the sky.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
No, thanks for telling that story. That's the greatest story I've ever heard. Dan said,
the greatest story ever told.
This is how I do it. This guy's got to fend up.
I wish I had audio of me just going.
Oh, my
going,
God.
Yeah.
It's like Jim Carrey and when he's crawling out of the pet detective. Yeah.
The rhinoceros.
Yeah.
And Jake only sees him through his legs.
Yeah, right.
Oh, gosh.
Well,
I'm glad we stayed. That was fun.
And on that note.
This is the best time ever.
What'd I tell you?
How else could you end a girls'
what'd
night
I tell
out?
You? Well, we got one more
don't
segment.
Take credit for that.
Die.
Yeah. You have more training to go through.
But just one quarterback on the 53.
What is going on with those Cowboys?
What is happening?
Thank you to Scout Riverwalk. We'll see you.